to say this before we get into it. I thank God for the church once again. Brother Carl, the first time we ever met him, I invited him to come down and preach. And the first time he ever preached in our little church, I felt like I knew the man all my life. And there's just something clicked with us. And I appreciate you, Brother Carl. Appreciate what you stand for. I appreciate all the work that you have done and still doing for that of the Lord. And I believe that you're going to do still a great work for that of God. Amen. Love you, brother. Amen. Love your wife. Appreciate Amen. Her because she goes through it when you go through it. Amen. Amen. And she's yeah. there praying for you when nobody else knows what's going on.
Well,
thank God for her. Thank God for, again, like I said, the church and that of our church being here. Those that's here backing us.
Yes.
Brother Joe, Brother Michael's here. They have always been a good help to me down mm-hmm. there where I pastor. Appreciate them. It's hard to find good help.
Yeah.
But this morning or this evening, whenever we get into the Word of God, I want to tell you just a little bit about this. I've carried this message. Well, not really carried it, but the first week that deer season opened, I was sitting down in the woods down there, me and my son, and began to look, and I saw something I thought was kind of funny, a little peculiar. There was a great big gray squirrel come running right in front of my tent there. Or my little hunting blind, and here about 30 seconds later to a minute later, here come another and running right behind him, going the same direction that one was. And I thought to myself, and you know how you'll think out loud whenever you're by yourself, and I said, thought to myself, you must be Peter, kind of running a little far off. Amen. And I didn't think much of that until I got home, and then it started bearing on me just so. If I get on your message, Eric, just remember, they came by me first, going your way, amen? So keep that in mind. So as I began to get home, and there was something begin to burn and stir in me about that little thought there following a little far off. And the more I thought about that, it just seemed like God set in on me. I got in the house. I opened the Bible, and believe, lo and behold, it fell exactly where I felt that God wanted me to settle.
Yeah,
I carried
Lord.
That for 3 Sundays to church with me, waiting to preach that, and it never come. It was like it left, and then
preach
the first
Lord.
Part of this month, Brother Carl
Thank
came to
Lord.
Our dinner and then asked if I would be interested in helping with the night watch service, and I said, well, sure. I said, I'll help you out. And glad to help you any way I can. And then after that, we went home, and I stepped on the porch, put the key in the door, and as soon as I started to walk out, God said, now you preach that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now the message is to be released. And I've got into this quite a bit, and I want to say this, church. If you don't listen to the first part of this, you're going to be lost in the second part. And I'll give you the thought
you,
in the second part of this, but it will be a thought pertaining to that and that of a way of a question asking that of oneself. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Matthew chapter 26. You may say that this is an awful funny text, an awful funny message to be reading for a night watch service and be preaching on. Well, trust the Lord. He's going to bring this thing into play, amen?
Amen.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Now, this is a time where Christ had been taken into that of custody there in the Garden of Gethsemane. And if you'll notice, he took his disciples into the garden there, and he held them at the front of the coming in. And he told Peter, James, and John, no doubt it was James and John that went with him. They was the sons of thunder. And told them, I want you to go just a little further with me. Amen.
Yeah,
and they went just a little further. And you know how the story goes. And we're going to pick this up about verse 52. And it said, then Jesus said to him, Put up again thy sword into thy place. For all that thou taketh. But for all that taketh the sword shall perish with the sword. Now this is where Peter had smoked the servant of the high priest his ear off.
Uh-huh.
And Christ was kind of rebuking Peter at this time. But I want you to know notice the boldness of Peter right here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to the Father, and he shall privately presently give me more than 10 legions of angels. Now notice what he said there. He's telling Peter that everything's all right. I can call 10,000 legions of angels at any time and deliver me out of that. Now think about what Peter's mind is. And it says, but how then shall the scriptures he fulfilled that thus it must be. In the same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, are ye come out as against a thief with a sword and sheaves for to take me? I sat daily with you and teached in your temples, and ye laid not hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Notice what it said. All the disciples forsook him and fled, except one. We'll read about him in a minute.
Yes.
And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Now this is where we'll take our text later on in that of the message. It said, but Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to Thee this hour, dear God, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that You anoint these lips of clay tonight, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, that I may be a help unto that of my children, dear God, and not a hurt. Lord, we pray that You strengthen us just for a little while. We realize tonight, dear God. Lord, within myself, I am nothing, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, but with You, dear God, we can do all things through Him that strengthens us. And Lord, we pray that You strengthen us just a little while. Lord, to let that of Thy word go into that of the ears of the hearer, dear God. Lord, that it may embed in that of the hearts of man. And Lord, for all of these favors, we most humbly pray. And we fail not to give You the praise and the glory and honor of God that's right to You, that of Thy precious and holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Now I want you to notice a few things that I pointed out here, and you may be seated. I want you to notice that Peter, my friend, he was there with Christ. He stood up for Christ. He was willing to die for Christ at this kind of point. He pulled out his sword and smoked off that of the servant of the high priest. And Christ began to tell him, he said, put up thy sword. In another place it said that Christ reached down and picked up the ear and placed it back on the servant. My friend, I want you to notice something here. Peter was willing to die for Christ at this moment in time. My friend, it came to a point where old Peter began to get a little worried. I want you to hold on to that just for a little while. We'll come back to it along with the thought just in a little bit. My friend, you go over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, and there you'll see where Christ had just called Peter into the ministry. And I want you to think about that just for a minute. There Peter was. He was a fisherman, my friend, and he knew what he was doing. He was good at what he did. He knew the trade from inside and out. He was taught with that of his own father, and he knew everything there was to know about that of fishing. And here steps up a man and tells old Peter, he said, Peter, you follow me and come with me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I want you to think about being handpicked out of the Son of God, the very Son of God, my friend, that came down and gave his life for that of man. Think about the blessing that Peter must have felt that day whenever Christ called him out. We find there in John chapter 1 that Christ charged him or changed his name of Peter into that. My friend, he gave him a new name there. He said that thou name, he said, being that of Simon Peter, and he changed his name unto that of Cyprus, I believe it was. And he said, which is interpreted, that of a stone. And then he's the only disciple that Christ changed his name. And you go over in the book of that of Acts, you'll find another man, which was that of the apostle, by that of the apostle Saul. John changed his name. after that of Paul.
Amen.
We find one in that of the beginning, of that of the gospel of Christ. And then we find the name change in that of the beginning, of the give it out of that of the Holy Spirit. Church, you listen to me today. Oh, Peter, my friend, he found favor in the eyes of God. Can you imagine whatever God called him and chose him? He said, I like you. I think a lot of you, old boy. I'm going to do something for you. You mom and dad's give you a name. He said, I want to give you one too. I want to change your name to something that means something. Amen. I want you to be able to, people look at you and say that there's an old boy that's going to be hard to crush. Amen. You think about that tonight. We see in Matthew chapter 5, there Peter said, with that of Christ, as he was giving that of the Sermon on the Mount. Can you imagine being able to listen and hear that of the precious Son of God? Being able to sit at that of his feet and hear the first message Christ ever preached. Amen. The Sermon on the Mount. Oh, think about that just for a little bit. How he must have loved Peter. How he must have cared for Peter. And that unprinched love that I believe that was beginning to enter into the heart of Peter himself toward that of the Son of God. Church, you listen today. My friend, this may get into me just a little bit of a tearjerker. I'm here just in a little bit. My friend, I want you to know something tonight. I believe some tears needs to be jerked out of there. I believe the altars are drying up. The house of God is drying up. I believe the souls of man are drying up. Amen. Where old bones are getting dry. I believe that the Bible said, old Jeremiah said, that it's like there's a fire that's lit up inside me and needing to come out. Church, I want you to think about this just for a little while. My friend, how it was when you first met Christ. How privileged and how thankful and blessed that you really felt in that old heart. We find there in chapter 8, old Peter, chapter 8, I believe, of the book of Matthew. I might have been John, but he said there that old Peter witnessed Christ healing that of his own mother-in-law. He seen the very power of the Son of God take place in that of his mother-in-law's house as he went in. She lay there sick. And old Peter brings Christ home and tells him about the situation. And Christ begins to lay his hands upon her. And that sickness had the flu. Can you imagine looking? Old Peter looked something and he saw something that day. He knew old Luke. He knew old Luke was a doctor. But my friend, that day, he seen the great physician at work. Amen. And he felt privileged, no doubt, to be able to witness such a deed. We find there that old Peter, my friend, whenever he was there with Christ, and he saw my friend in John chapter 2, he saw the first miracle that was ever performed by that of the Son of God. When Christ turned the water into wine, church, I want you to think about that. He saw something clear turn red. Amen. And it was not the fruit of the vine, but it was the fruit of his word. My friend, that was pressed out back day for that of a wedding. Church, you listen to me. Let me tell you something. It was the new wine. It was unfermented. Because they said unto Christ, he said, sir, he said, why did you save the best for the last? My friend, they had already got splattered. They had already got down and drunk for the most part of them. And they knew that they was going to wake up that morning not feeling so good. But those that partake of the good wine, they was going to remember and recall the great miracle that took place. My friend, they was going to remember the blessing, how a man came down and was so kind and gracious to them that he had prepared the drink for the wedding. Church, what a man that was. And oh, how Peter must have felt to see a man that just picked him to be a disciple unto him. And I've been showing him and letting him see all the things that he can do. I believe old Peter's getting stronger by the minute. I believe Peter's beginning to love him more and more. As time passes by, we find there in Matthew chapter 9, my friend, he's able to witness Christ. I'm going, or this woman coming unto Christ. I've been sick in the issue of blood for 12 long years. But my friend, as Peter sat there, no doubt he sees the little old woman. She had been in all of the positions. She had spent all that she had had. And she grew worse. But when she took and said within herself, if I may even touch the end of this garment, I shall be made whole. My friend, the Bible said she took a hold of that of his garment in the same self hour. Her blood had, her issue had dried up. But Peter was witness for this. How could you not? I began to get more of a love for that of Christ. I grew more fonder of him as time went on. And he began to see and to show all of these mighty works and wonders, my friend, that he was doing. But out of the hand of his father, we find there in chapter 13 of that of Matthew's gospel, it said that he was brought, my friend, unto that of a place of where the tares, and he was taught there the parables in which Christ taught unto them. That of the parables of the tares and the wheat. There they taught him, my friend, of the parable of the sword. That of the goodly pearl. That of the net. And all of these wonderful teachings that Christ was doing. And here Peter was sitting in the midst. Can you see? Can you see within your mind how much love must be growing in that of the heart of Peter? How much desire, my friend, must be growing in that of the heart of Peter? How much love, my friend, that he's getting from that of God? That love turning slowly from that of a carnal love unto that of a agape love. Church, listen to me. Just for a little while, we find in chapter 14, old Peter had the blessed honor, my friend, to look out across the sea. And not only did he have the honor of seeing it, he was able to take part in that of the master walking on the water. Amen. And he hollered out, Master, if it be you, bid me to come. And Christ bid Peter to come out. My friend, he was the only one that requested to go into Christ. Yeah. I believe he had more faith than all of them at this point in time. I believe as long as he knew he was with Christ, there was nothing that could go wrong. And if it did go wrong, he was right there to reach out and help him and lift him back up. Church, think about that. I'm drawing you a picture of a man here that's getting to love God more and more as the days roll by. I'm drawing you a picture of a man that's getting stronger and stronger in that of the ways of God. My friend, we find in Matthew chapter 17 that Peter had the honor of being able to be with Christ there in the very presence of that of Jesus, of Moses and Elisha on the Mount of Transfiguration. And I believe it touched the heart, old Peter. He said, let us make three tabernacles. One for thee, one for the Moses, and one for Elisha. My friend, I want you to notice something. Oh, Peter here is getting a glimpse of a heavenly vision that's shining down, that's hovering in the heavens. But he's getting to see it, and he knows that he knows God is letting him see just a little bit of what the future holds. Amen. listen to me, church. And now that we come to the very point of that of our message, some people says the meat of the message, but I want you to notice this. Now that we find Peter, he's strong and he's bold. He's just taking the servant's ear off. But my friend, notice this. When they saw them take a hold of Christ and begin to lead them away, and Christ told Peter, he said, don't worry, I can call 10,000 legions of angels that can deliver me. But Peter did not see that happening. Peter was beginning to look in another direction that he should not have looked. Church, listen, my friend, I want you to think about this thought. It says there in verse 58, but Peter followed him afar off unto that of the high priest's palace. Church, I want you to think about this thought. This thought within yourself, and I want you to ask yourself this question. My friend, have I started following Jesus afar off? Have I started doing the same also? Church, listen. I'm telling you about a man that was strong. I'm telling you about a man that was anchored in that of the love of God. He was handpicked by God. His name was changed by that of Christ. And my friend, he saw the first miracle. And my friend, he saw that of how the great physician would work. And every time that he witnessed this, there's no doubt that his love, his companion for Christ, and his ability to do for Christ got stronger by the day. But my friend, now we find that when they took a hold of Christ, and Peter knowing everything that he saw from Christ, he's now seeing the one that done it all being led away.
Preaching Jesus.
Preaching Ask yourself this question. Have I started following him afar off also?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother. Preach it.
I'm going to say something. Pop every one of our bubbles in here. There ain't the one sitting in here that's Peter.
That's right.
Peter was a strong man.
Right.
Peter got in a position where he got afraid.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Peter got in a position where he began to get scared. Peter got in a position where he saw something happening that he was not sure of. Church, I want to say this to you this evening, or this evening, if I may, that you know you're going to find yourself, my friend, in situations in life that you're not going to like. My friend, they've been too far, too many, too often. They've dwelled on the sad situations. No doubt some of us has lost loved ones. It's probably crushed your heart. No doubt it has, us included. My friend, it's crushed the heart for those that we love. We hate to see them go on. Sometimes, Brother Joe, we get better. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we just don't understand. And we just needed to stay away concerning our own feelings. And my friend, whether you realize it or not, you're beginning and getting in a state where you're starting to follow him afar off.
Amen. Bless God. Good point, brother.
We find that Peter was a man that, as likened unto us, he had feelings. He had infirmities. Things that he could feel with inside man. The hurts of the heart, the hurts of the world.
Bless him, Lord.
The hurts of oneself.
Good word, brother.
Just for a little while, I want you to think about what all this church and our church and every church in the world has gone through for the last 2 years. And my friend, I want you to notice something. I want you just for a minute to put yourself in Peter's shoes. How strong, how much you begin to love God day by day after you got saved. And the things that you begin to see him do in your household and that of your loved ones. I want you to you think just for a little while. Just how much God was there with you.
Yeah.
How much He blessed you. And then this thing called COVID come about.
I want to go
back just for a minute. A church, listen to me. A brother, let's just go right here. I'm just going in a different direction where I seen this. But I want you to think about Grandpa. Just for a little bit. What if we went back? What if you went back? Brother Carl went back. Your wife and her sisters went back. And my friend and started following him away off. That in a far distance. Because of something that happened. My friend, there's a good chance, Brother Carl. We had never seen that man saved. Amen. There's a good chance he would have slid out of this world. Church, listen to me. Sis, what about Dad? What about whenever Dad, you was in the hospital there? You couldn't hardly stay around much. But my friend, when we began to pray, I thought about it and I asked him. I said, brother, I said, how would you think that your children are feeling? Knowing that if you was to leave this life, that they have not got the hope that they'd like to have. One day, after a while, I'd be able to see you in heaven. How do you know how they talk to you? How they witnessed to you? How they told you about the Lord? Do you know how and why they've done that? Because they care enough that they want to spend all eternity in a place called heaven.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
What if your pastor, the sisters, the brother-in-laws, the cousins, the nieces, the grandchildren, what if they started and got into a point in their life they began to follow Jesus afar off? I've got a very strong feeling that our hope would not be where it is today.
Amen.
Touching Jesus.
How the love of God has flooded the souls of man.
Amen.
With that of the salvation that he's laid down. And my friend, we see 2 years ago this old COVID stuff hit. My friend, and I'll tell you what. When there was a few days, one thing I'll say about it. It's strong enough, it killed the flu out. It killed the pneumonia out. My friend, it ain't done away with heart attacks. Amen. But I want to say this. My friend, whenever it come around, it seems like the church began to get fearful. They begin to listen to what man said. When the Word of God said it's better to obey God than man. God said, I'll be with you. I'll stand with you. He said, I'll go with you even unto the ends of the world. Church, you listen today. We've got one today that we're saved, that's able to do all things and be able to lift us up, to be able to hold us up, to be able to get us through the situation. You may say, preacher, but they would have thrown us in jail. My friend, they did Peter and Paul. You know what the angels done with Peter? They knocked on his door and said, oh boy, we've got the church down here that's been praying for you, and it's time for you to go home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We see the fear of things, but we never see the blessing.
Amen.
See, the fear is there on you. It's the blessing that's out there from you.
Amen. Yeah.
The Bible said let patience have its perfect work.
Amen.
There ain't a whole lot of perfect patience in this world.
Amen.
Old scruffy looking thing.
Preach it.
We need to let them shape up a little.
Yeah.
Let patience get to looking pretty.
Yeah, man.
The prettier it looks, the better we are, better off we are.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Old Peter was. He was following him afar off. Some tell him they don't say how long Christ had been in there before the council. But old Peter finally made his way to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone called him out and said, ain't you one of them?
Yeah.
You're one of them disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what following Christ, begin following Christ far off, starts doing.
Yeah.
It start causing you to lie.
That's right. You're weak, boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old Peter lied right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what he was losing? He was losing some of that perfect love that he had gained.
Amen.
See, the Bible said perfect love testeth out fear.
Amen.
So he's beginning to lose a little bit of this, little by little. So he got out of the doorway and ran to the porch. There said in another damsel, recognized him, and said, "You surely must be one of those." What'd he say? "I'm not."
No.
Keeps getting worse.
This is one sin brings on another sin.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. They stack on top of each other.
He run plumb off the porch and went out there in the yard.
Yep.
Out there where there's burning the fog.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a 50-gallon drum they had it burning in or not, but it was something.
There's a fire.
There's a fire and it was burning in something.
Amen.
The Bible said this one come and said, "I know you. You're one of them."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At first it caused him to lie. Now it's got him cussing.
Amen.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
The Bible said that whenever she questioned him, he began to curse and blaspheme.
Yeah.
He said, "No.
I know not the man.
I know not the man."
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
He actually told some truth there.
Yeah.
I just thought of that when you said
it. Yes, Lord. Praise God.
He used to know that man.
Amen. Yeah.
That's true.
But he's gotten a point in his life that now he don't know the man.
Amen.
Amen.
Church, you see what I'm trying to get you to see?
Amen.
Have I too started following him away off? Now Peter's in a dangerous situation right here.
Amen.
What if they was to take him right then?
Yep.
Into there. And try him like they did Christ.
Yeah.
See, they tried Christ on a handful of lies.
Yeah.
And blasphemeth lies at that.
Yeah. Bless God.
Peter's done give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Now I want you to notice something. One of the Gospels, I think it's Luke, after all this takes place and he leaves, sitting around, and after Christ has died, this is what takes place. Oh, Peter and all the other disciples, what he said, they decided they'd just go back fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They'd lost all hope.
Yeah.
Brother Carl.
Yep.
They'd lost all hope.
That's right.
Amen.
In the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Church, when we start getting weak on God, we're losing more than what we realize.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I want you to notice something in Mark's Gospel. I believe that's where it's at, the very last chapter. Yeah, it is. I want you to notice something here. This is right after Christ had been risen, that all already went to the tomb and seen everything that was to be seen. And here they're kind of just sitting around and probably having a pity party. You know, a lot of times you can look at something and don't believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
See, old Peter just got through having a foot race up to that tomb.
Yeah.
I believe old John was the one that was there with him.
Yeah.
Old John outrun Peter.
Yeah.
I believe Peter's still awake.
Yeah.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God. See, old Isaiah said, "The Lord is my strength."
Yeah.
That shows you right there. Yeah. He had got weak. He wasn't as strong in the Lord, and the Lord wasn't as strong as him as what he once was.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen, I'm fixing clothes.
Touch him, Lord.
Touch him, Lord Jesus.
I want you to turn with me to Mark 16. Here Peter's denying. It was foretold he'd do this. God used a rooster as a tattletale.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Go to Mark 16. Starting at verse 1. I want to show you something here. I want you to keep this in mind. Everything that Peter started off to be and what he grew into.
That's Jesus.
Now think about that. You know, whenever Peter was really getting strong in the Lord, you know what he seen in his household? He seen the mother-in-law healed of a sickness.
Amen.
Probably a sickness that's probably going to take her life.
Yeah.
That's the Lord.
It's very important to be strong in the Lord when you're dealing with your family.
Amen.
That's Lord.
That's the only hope I got.
Exactly. I want you to notice something. It says, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Solomon, had brought sweet spices that they may come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sculpture at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone before the door of the sculpture? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. For it was very great. And entered into the sculpture, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white garment. And they were afraid.
Amen.
And he said to them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Notice this. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they lay him. Now I want you to pay close attention to verse 7. It says, but go your way and tell the disciples and who?
Peter.
Think about everything that Peter had done. He cursed him. You know what Jesus right there said? He said, Peter, come back to me. You don't have to walk so far away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get closer, boy.
Get back up here where you belong.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, praise you, man.
Have you thought about how much your neighbors depend on you?
Bless you, Lord.
Have you thought about how much your friends depend on you?
Amen.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Touch you, Lord.
And what you really need to be thinking about is how much your family is depending on you. Yeah. Whether they realize it now or not.
Amen.
Yeah.
Need those prayers.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to be able to get a hold of what they really need.
Amen.
If you yourself is following so far off.
Amen.
That God can no longer hear your prayers, Brother
Amen.
Michael.
Amen.
Now think about it. Mm-hmm. He began to slide backwards. He began to slide backwards.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He come to a point in his life where he reached the point of deliberately being in a backslidden condition.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible in Proverbs 14:14, it says, the backslider in his heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from him.
Amen.
I believe Peter had got to the point where he was satisfied in his own ways.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I believe that. Because he never stayed around and waited to see what God already told him was going to happen 3 days after he died.
Amen.
He went a fishing.
Amen.
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 Exactly.
Touch Lord Jesus.
What are we scared of? What's caused God's people to be so afraid of what's come around?
Come on.
It ain't God that's done it.
No.
Amen.
I'll tell you what it is. People has forsaken the house of God.
Amen.
The Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself in
Amen.
Manner
Amen.
As some men do.
Right. Yeah.
He was talking to the church there. He wasn't talking to a bunch of
That's
people
right.
out here in the world.
Amen.
He was talking to the church.
Amen.
He gave commandment, fail not.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a commandment.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something else. Begin to follow in God far off and start you doing. It starts you to talk about the ungodly ways of your loved ones and your neighbors more than it will to pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You know, Peter could have been a good witness there whenever they started accusing him. Just rest out of hand and said, can I pray for him?
Amen.
I know a man standing right in there and do something in your life.
Yeah.
You let him.
Yeah.
If Peter went to, I'll tell you one thing. You listen to what I'm fixing to say. If Peter would have done that, think of what would have happened. Now, I'll give you some Bible.
Got
you more.
The Bible said if one can send 1,000 to fly,
Amen.
The very commander of them thousands was standing right in that pilot hall.
Yes,
bless God.
He's standing right in there before Pilate.
Amen.
For the high priest, rather, not Pilate at that time, it was high priest.
Yeah.
If old Peter would have still had the love and the compassion and the boldness he had at that time and wanted to pray for that woman, I believe the temple would have failed.
Amen.
And they would have gladly have let the Son of God go.
Yeah.
And Peter along with
him.
Yeah. They might have invited them to come meet.
Yeah.
Don't Psalms 23 says he'll let your enemies be at peace with you?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
He said, go tell Peter also.
Yeah.
I want to show you what happened. I bet old Peter's heart melted.
Amen.
He still loves me after everything I've done.
Bless God.
I ain't no worse close to him than what I'm with was, but he still loves me.
Amen. Yeah.
He loves me enough. He wants to see me again.
Amen.
He wants to be a part of my life again.
Amen.
Touch him all.
Right.
Old Peter came.
Yeah.
And he tells him, he said, you go, you'll see a man carrying a water pot. Let me tell you what I believe. I believe them men is the only ones that seen that man carrying that water pot.
Yeah.
He was coming right down Main Street of Jerusalem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Main Street of Jerusalem was always crowded, elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
But I believe it's only them that seen, because if anybody else seen him carrying that, they'd killed him.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Because it was against the law for a man to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women's job.
Yeah, that's right.
So God had a whole lot of eyes blinded there.
Yeah.
But he had a few left open.
Amen.
He said, when you see that man carrying that water pot, he'll go into the upper room, you follow him.
Yes.
Funny thing to me, they went in the upper room, they found the water pot, the net fact, the man that's carrying it.
Praise the Lord.
He got out of Dodge before they killed him, didn't he?
Amen.
Now, he knows good and well he wasn't going to be killed.
Amen.
Sometimes God will let us be entertained with
angels. Yes, Lord.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. They met there. And guess what? The Holy Spirit was given as promised.
Yes.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There have been so many people, and I'm talking about God's people, that's really got slack on him. They ain't as close to him as they once was. Mm-hmm. They've let the fear of this world scare them out of God's house.
Amen.
They'll sit there and tell you, I can sit there and watch their videos and all of this on TV just as well as they can at church. Let me tell you something. Show you what you're missing. You're missing the things God said don't miss out on. The fellowship.
Come on.
The fellowship, the communion. One with another.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
You're missing out on that of the Spirit of God's holiness about you.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I feel that house. Let me tell you what. Isaiah went in the temple. The Bible said that he looked up and he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Yes, amen.
I mean, he completely filled it up.
Come on.
Them women that was in that house praying for Peter, you know what happened there? There's just an angel went out and delivered Peter and coming back and brought him back home.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have filled that house in that.
Bless the Lord.
But yet there's an angel delivered him
Amen.
To the very door of the house of where they was assembled.
Yeah.
Glory. Makes a difference in the house of God.
Amen.
And sitting in a house on the recliner,
Amen.
Watching this little piece and that little piece,
mm-hmm.
Brothers talk about it out there until the phone goes out.
Amen.
That message is out the door.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Church, I honestly believe there's some people in here that's got loved ones that's made it home. Because they was not falling far off.
That's Jesus.
But I truly believe that they have been there to come get something. I believe it's caused a few of them to start following. They're not following as close as they once did. Church, it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of a just God.
That's right.
God said, fear not that one to destroy the body.
Amen.
He said, fear that one which destroyed both body and soul and cast it into hell.
Yes. Amen.
Bless the Lord.